Kelly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Check him out. Good morning, Michael. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing well.
We are living the dream, and I think we're really, there's so many good stories to talk about in the league. You know, again, the Chiefs win without the quarterback throwing a touchdown, but they're 5-0 going into their bye week. I'm curious, Rashee Rice has a surgery today. The interesting information is that they know he needs the LCL repaired, but it might not be as serious. The thinking is that he will be out for the year, but there's a possibility that it wasn't as bad, and maybe he won't be. What will they learn today?
Well, I assume they'll figure out exactly what's going on. I thought exploratory surgery went the way of 8-track tape players and cigarette machines. Like, I hadn't heard that term forever, and somebody said to me that they still do have exploratory surgery. It's called MRI. So the cynical part of me, and I was always a little bit this way from practicing law, but I've gotten this way from covering the NFL. Rashee Rice has an off-field issue that he was hoping to resolve after the season. The goal was to get through the season, have a huge year, establish himself as a number one receiver. He's got 8 felony counts pending from a street racing incident. The video is shocking. They're lucky nobody got killed. And the idea was get it resolved, take the suspension after the season. Now that he's going to be out for the rest of the year, they're trying to find a way to land this plane. And I think part of it is, you know, if he's out for the year and everybody knows he's definitely out for the year, if he serves a suspension, some people are going to say, this is a little too convenient. So I feel like they're deliberately keeping the door cracked open. So if he does work this out so he serves a suspension this year, it won't feel like he absolutely definitely would have missed all those games. That I've been suspicious of this from day one, that they understand it just looks too contrived, but it's also very strategic and smart to try to arrange it so if you're going to be suspended, you may as well be suspended for games you weren't going to play anyway.
Mike, over in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin has a decision to make, or does he? What do you think they do in terms of Justin Fields or Russell Wilson?
I'm a firm believer that in lieu of obsessing over decisions that are at some point down the road in anything that you have to do, take heart in the reality that by the time you get there, the answer will reveal itself. And I've been saying that about the Steelers for weeks now. There will be a moment where you know the obvious course. And if Russell Wilson's healthy, the team has lost 2 in a row. The offense struggled on Sunday night in prime time. Justin Fields didn't look as good as he had the first 3 games. They need a spark. QB1's healthy. Bring QB1 back. He's already had his new slogan worked out. It's not going to be let's forge. I thought it was going to be Steeler Nation, let's forge. It's going to be win the 7th, which I don't like, but I haven't liked any of his things. Go Hawks was fine. Let's ride. Win the 7th. But the fact that he's got it ready to go tells me we're getting closer and closer. And why not? Why not shake things up? The offense didn't look good. And you're not really benching Justin Fields. You're just putting the starting quarterback back under center now that he's healthy.
Mike, I've got 2 wide receiver questions related to the Green Bay Packers. The first, obviously, what in the heck's going on with Romeo Doubs? And the second is a former Packer receiver. What happens with Devontae Adams? Does he have to get healthy before he's traded, or can they trade him? What about those 2 situations?
Well, the Dobbs situation, by all appearances, was a 1-week blip, and they're going to get it straightened out. And, you know, one of the things we've become sensitive to in recent years is the mental health of professional athletes. They're under a lot of stress, a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things that can happen. And when a player just walks out, it's possible that he's being insubordinate. It's possible there's other issues going on. I just hope that everyone involved takes into account the possibility that this wasn't just a guy who decided to break the rules, given the choice between breaking the rules or complying with the rules. And I hope the Packers are appropriately sensitive to that as we move forward, and anyone else who might pass judgment on Romeo Doubs. As to Devontae Adams, on one hand, the Raiders want to get a deal done now. On the other hand, they want a 2nd-round pick. How are you going to get a second round pick for Davante Adams? Unless somebody is desperate or somebody can be tricked into giving up a second rounder, like the Jets. You know, every time I hear the Jets and the Saints as the suitors, I wonder, are the Saints really suitors, or is this just being something that's used to get the Jets to overpay, like they did with Le'Veon Bell? If you remember back in 2019, and I remember this very well because I was doing reporting on it, all the Ravens are going to pay Le'Veon Bell. The Ravens weren't even interested in Le'Veon Bell, but they managed to make the Jets think the Ravens were, so the Jets overpaid. So, hey, the Saints are going to get Davante Adams. Maybe the Jets will be the team that gives up a second-round pick. I just think it's going to be very hard to get a second-round pick unless you attach your own fourth-rounder, so it's like a face-saving two. Hey, we got a second-rounder. Yeah, you had to go fourth-rounder with Davante Adams to get it, or they pay almost all of his money for this year with only the minimum transferring to the new team. That's the only way they're going to have a chance to get a second-round pick. And at some point, if they want to get this done, if they want to stop paying him $938,000 per week, they got to trade him.
Caleb Williams took a step last week, Mike, against the Panthers, against a bad Panthers team. How big of a step do you think it was?
That's the key, bad Panthers team. We don't know, and we won't know until we see whether or not this continues. He's 3-0 at home, quietly 3-2. For as bad as it looked early, the Bears are above 500, along with everyone else in their division. So, I mean, it's encouraging. And now Jaguars, a fairly desperate Jaguars team in London, see what they can do, see if they can keep it moving. But it's, you know, it's one of those things where Jaden Daniels has attracted all the buzz early on, and that takes some of the pressure off Caleb Williams, some of the scrutiny, some of the attention. He can just go about his business, and he is. So it's two wins in a row, admittedly against teams that aren't that great. They have one win between them, or one win each, excuse me, the Rams and the Panthers. But still, winning in the NFL is not easy. And it's good to see Caleb Williams and the Bears kind of settling down that early season mess that they were in.
Mike, we'll let you go. The Bears have another one-win team coming up Sunday morning. I'm just curious, when you look at that particular game, is it weird to you that the Bears left last night and that the Jacksonville Jaguars are not scheduled to leave until Thursday night? Now, they got two games there, but isn't that a little bit of a different approach?
Well, yeah, and we'll see that. Some teams go early and get fully acclimated. The Jaguars, when they get to that second game, I remember, I think it was last year, Travis Etienne, their running back, explained to me how they felt so much fresher after being there for a week, and it makes sense. So, you know, the Vikings went over late in the week last week. I can't remember when the Jets went. Teams do it differently. You know, teams like to have their routine at home for as long as they can. Bottom line, if you keep the bodies, you know, on the right clock and you're sensitive to the jet lag and rest and whatnot, you can pull off a quick turnaround. But yeah, we'll see. It'll be another data point in this broader question of when's the right time to go. And my guess is that the results have been all over the place. Otherwise, we'd know by now what's the right way to do it because the data would back it up. Hey, you're, you know, 87% more likely to win if you go Tuesday than if you go Thursday. I don't think there's any trend or everyone would be doing whatever the trend is that points to success.
It's a great point. Thanks, Mike. Always a joy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
That's an excellent point that he makes there.
The trial and error.
Yeah.
And there's no rhyme or reason, and there's no method that has been widely accepted as being the right one.